Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast. 98%, if not more so, of all of your auditions will be done from home. The times you do auditions in front of either a casting director, a producer, or a talent agent. Mm-hmm. Talent agent, when you're meeting and greeting the talent agent, they're gonna test your mettle. When you have a demo, and they're gonna go, okay, great. So I want to make sure that you can pull this off. And you're gonna be nervous as heck, you know. And it might be over the phone. I know of a couple talent agents that go, okay, I'm gonna give you some scripts, and they're tough scripts. Typically, they're gonna give you things that are a greater degree of difficulty, and they want cold read, and they want to know you can get there quickly. And sometimes they're going to send you the audition. They're going to have you do the audition from home because they want to hear what your home setup sounds like. And you email it back. An MP3, not a WAV file, right. Not an AIF file. Oh, it's an MP3. Just that's your standard for auditions, that is. Not for sessions, but for auditions. And they want to get to know who you are and what your story is. And they don't want to feel like they're pulling teeth. They want to know you have a personality and a pulse and you're interested and you're interesting. And the way you are interesting is be interested. Ironic how that works. So it's just about being there and being square and being smart and playing and just going, yeah, you know, I really love this. I've been doing this for a little bit and, you know, I'm just getting my feet wet, really. I'm really kind of committing to it now. You know, I'm very excited to be, hopefully we can work together and, you know, that kind of thing. But there's lots and lots of talent agents out there. Now, if it's in front of a producer, that's a rarity that you do an audition in front of a producer these days, unless you live in New York. Casting directors, it's mainly you'll do it in front of a casting director, depending on the job, depending on what it's for. We just had a huge casting for IBM, big, big, big fatty thing. But the degree of difficulty was extremely high, and the client wanted to be there, wanted to see how we work and what we do. The other part of that equation is animation. Animation is really casting director heavy. You know, you'll see that. It depends. If they're looking for a voice for a particular campaign or something like that they want to go the distance, they may want to see that you can take direction and that you can self-direct. It's always that double-edged sword, man, but mostly self-direct, because if they have to micromanage you, mm-hmm. you've just micromanaged yourself mm-hmm. right out of any gig. This is true in any profession. If anybody has to micromanage you, are you valuable? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't tell me I had to do that. Well, I would have done that if you would have told me if I had to do everything and blah, 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 blah. It's not good. It's bad, you know. But it just goes to show you, the guys who actually have a work ethic, they're the cream in the top, you know. They rise above. It's not hard to rise above the din. You could be just a moderate talent. I'd much rather work with someone who their skills are moderate. You know what I mean? They're not like, look at me, I'm Meryl Streep. Nah, 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 nah. It's like, wow, she's fabulous, you know? There's an awful lot of people who are absolute geniuses, but very often it dies with them. And the reason it dies with them, it dies on the vine, is because they think someone else is supposed to run with the ball. Someone else is supposed to run their career. Someone else is supposed to find them. The world's supposed to seek them out and pluck them like the pearl that they are from the sea. Nope, it's not going to happen. Sorry. It's the other way around. It's the guys who have tenacity, the guys who have work ethic, who have a moderate amount of ability at first. Okay. That ability will get better and better and better. It's just like any athlete. You're going to get stronger and stronger. You're going to build that muscle. You're going to get far more tuned, and you're conditioning yourself to run a marathon here. This is a career we're talking about. This is not, if I could only get one job. You will get one job. If I could only get one audition, you will get one. Count them. One audition. Careful what you wish for. You'll probably get it. Okay. It's true in life, but it's especially true in this profession. Okay. And I'm telling you what. So I would much rather work with somebody who's got tenacity and who's pleasant to work with and who has the ability to apply themselves, because you're going to get better and better and better. And those guys, those geniuses, those guys who are, oh my God, he's fantastic. Yeah, but who will know him? He thinks someone else is supposed to do all this other work. Talent agent only makes 10%. So it's fair enough to say that you do better than 90% of the job. They just have access to work that you wouldn't get on your own, and they know the value of the job. It's your job to do all the rest of it, all the promotion, all the marketing, all that other stuff. And it doesn't mean you're great at all those things, but certainly that's why I wrote the book on it. Because it helps cut through the weeds, saves you a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of wasted frustration and everything else, hopefully. That's the objective anyway. Yeah, so you got to give yourself targets always. Otherwise, if you don't have a target, it will never come to fruition.
Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.